This is, what if Frank Iero was a bad influence on Brendan Urie in high school? An anonymous comment fic written for the Anon Lovefest com, read by Rena Jenkins for a tester of her new headset. Frank is a senior who plays guitar in a rotating series of crappy punk bands, and already has 3 tattoos when he turned 18. Brendan is a good Mormon boy who plays classical piano and just started his sophomore year. No one at school is even sure why they get along, let alone why they hang out so much, but it likely has something to do with the ridiculous amount of time they both spent at Toro's music store over the summer. For most of the year, it's more like Brendan is an influence on Frank. There are distinctly fewer crazy pranks than there were last year, though that probably also has something to do with the fact that Pete Wentz finally graduated. The school kitchen has made it all the way to spring break without being flower-bombed on chicken fried steak day, though, and that's definitely Iero acting abnormally. The cafeteria did get its traditional wallpapering with pro-vegetarian leaflets just before Thanksgiving, of course, but while the art was classic Gerard, complete with zombie pilgrims hungering for turkey brains, the writing had a distinctly Ryan Ross-ish turn of phrase. So, from August to April, everyone scratches their heads and wonders what the hell is going on. It's almost a relief when May comes, and Brendan turns up with a truly ridiculous piano key tattoo. The end. Reader's note. So, what'd you think? Is this headset a keeper? Honesty, people. I need honesty. It's $35 if I keep it or not.